Developing almond rootstocks that are drought tolerant, something we always need. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Duncan is a UCANR farm advisor specializing in pomology in Stanislaus County.
We don't really have a lot of research in that, but, you know, we make the assumption that, you know, the trees that are half almond or have, you know, some almond in them, because, you know, almond itself is pretty drought tolerant. So you expect that hybrids that include almond maybe would be better. Would be more drought tolerant, but that's not necessarily the case. They tend to have large root systems or large trees, but they can maybe mine the soil a little bit more for the water that is there. But at a given amount of water, I'm not sure if they're more drought tolerant or not.
Duncan said, is this something you don't know for sure?
I think that's something that needs to be looked at.
In more news, if you need any funding, any help in the EQIP program, have questions, many places to go throughout the state. Carlos Suarez is the state conservationist, and he's talking about those county farm service agency offices.
We have 55 offices across our state, and pretty much in every county, and of these 58 counties that we have in California. So farmers, you know, ranchers, forest users, in particular, walnut growers, nut growers, can go visit to our field offices if they want to know more about our assistance.
For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.